Don't be looking at me, be listening to me. Hey there, America. Good evening. I'm Leslie Marshall, and welcome to the only true democracy in talk radio of, for, and by you, the people. We're live on the radio nationwide. We're streaming live throughout the world on the World Wide Web, leslymarshallshow.com/stream. We stream live when we broadcast live Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern. In this hour, joining us, a guest, a friend, someone who fills in for me, and someone who's going to be doing a new segment with me, I think on Tuesdays, called The Inside Scoop. We'll tell you more about that as we get it all together. Mark Levin, a former legislative counselor to Democratic Congressman Barney Frank, also the House, Judiciary, Homeland Security, and Financial Services Committees. He currently hosts the Washington-based radio television talk show The Inside Scoop and Ruckus Caucus on Pacifica Radio, which is WPFW 89.3 FM inside the Beltway. He also frequently appears on television, Fox, MSNBC, CNN, Fox Business, and CNBC. He's tangled with everyone from Bill O'Reilly on the right to his Pacifica co-host on the left. Joining me in this hour, more than a pleasure to have us back. Thank you for sitting in for me last night, Mark. And
My pleasure.
Always good to have you on. Lots of different stuff to talk about. I mentioned this story in Ripped from the headlines, and I was interested in this. And I jokingly said that some people, you know, were listening when they said Florida cheerleader. Then some other people were listening when they said expelled from school. Then some other people were really stoked when they said because of a, you know, relationship, you know, with, you know, somebody younger than them. And then even more so for some when it was a chick, another girl. But right now, this is not a laughing matter. And right now I view it as how many, I know that when I was 16, I dated an 18-year-old and it still wasn't allowed, or 15, et cetera. But, in Florida, Caitlin Hunt, a cheerleader and a basketball player at Sebastian River High School, she's actually a senior that has been expelled from school and is now facing felony charges. And this is for a sexual relationship that she allegedly had with another girl on the team that she says was consensual, right?
That's exactly right. In fact, she faces up to 15 years in prison and to be labeled a sexual offender for the rest of her life.
Absolutely insane. Mark, I can be completely open, right, in speaking with you?
Sure.
All right. Yeah, you are an attorney.
Yes.
You are a liberal and a progressive.
Absolutely.
And you know the Constitution very well.
I do.
You also happen to be a gay man.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, as somebody in your position and a talk show host, somebody in your position, did you look at this and say, this is discrimination right off the bat?
First thing I did is I ran to the law. That's something sort of my training does, and I ran to the Florida statute. This case, it's Title 46, Section 800.04, and it doesn't make a distinction based on gender, and nor should it, frankly. The problem is not, I don't think that it's anti-gay discrimination, unless we can prove that the prosecutor is only prosecuting prosecuting same-sex relationships more often than heterosexual relationships. If he or she is doing that, then that obviously would be a case of equal protection violation. The real problem, I think, with Florida law is its age of consent, which is, you know, differs from state to state. But in Florida, if two 15-year-olds, doesn't matter whether they're two boys, two girls, or a boy and a girl, if two 15-year-olds have sex, they both are sexual offenders facing up to 15 years in prison. So you could imagine in the worst case scenario, sort of two juniors in high school, sort of late births, the people that are becoming 16 in September or October, and just before receiving their driver's license, this couple decides to have sex with each other. You can throw them both in jail for 15 years, two juniors in high school who have sex in Florida. That, to me, seems extreme, because obviously it's consenting.
Absolutely. Now, so that people understand, how did this come about? I mean, from what I've read, and I'm not an attorney, but what I've read is that this was sort of like prompted by the younger girl's parents, perhaps the
That's
younger
correct.
Girl's parents not comfortable with who their daughter is.
That's exactly right. And that's some of the things that people don't seem to understand in statutory rape cases. The vast look, this conduct occurs every day in every city in America. Kids under 16 have sex. It happens. Parents don't like that it happens, but it happens. And, you know, you could argue that there should be sanctions from the school. I frankly think that's up to the parents, you know, ground your kid or teach your kid how to use contraception and so forth. I think that's, frankly, parental punishment is sufficient for this case. I don't think that we require our jail cells. But what generally happens with the vast majority of these cases is they're not reported. And they're not reported because, well, most parents don't want to see their kid go to jail. So in this case, if both kids are under 18, even though I said they could both go to jail in Florida, usually it's not reported because the parents might want to report on the other kid, but they don't want their kid going to jail. So that's why when they're the same age, it's often not reported. In this case, with the older girl being 18, she's the sole offender. And so, but you can even imagine a case between a 16-year-old and a 15-year-old where the 16-year-old gets prosecuted even though he or she is just a few days older than the 15-year-old. It's really a silly standard, and it's the reason why most states, not Florida, but most states give a four-year rule, which I think makes a lot of sense. If there's more than a four-year disparity in ages, in other words, you think of a 19-year-old and a 15-year-old, or even a five-year disparity, now you can think more of sexual predators, 20 and 15, 19 and 14, 18 and 13. 5 years seems to me clearly sexual predator. A three-year distinction, I think, is too small. But as I said, Florida makes no distinction whatsoever. And what happened is the younger girl's her parents did not want her to be gay or didn't like gay, the idea that she was gay. And so they're taking it out on this other girl, this senior, who was her girlfriend.
How often do you, I mean, to me, the only time I hear about charges, at first I thought for sure, before I saw cheerleader, I thought teacher, right? And it seems that cases like this come out when there's a teacher, you know, rightly so, because we're entrusting our children, you know, in their classrooms
right.
to be taught by them and for them to care. And there's an adult-child relationship, and then there is influence. But when you're talking about somebody 2 years apart, for example, if you were straight and you and I were dating, and I'm older than you, but we're going to switch it around because most people, even though I am married to a younger man, but you're 16, I'm 14. We're
okay.
dating. We date all through high school. When you graduate high school, go to college. We continue to date. All of a sudden, you've woke up a statutory rapist. You know what I mean? I want, you know the law much better than I do, Mark. What do we do? Because I want predators to be listed as such, to be arrested as such, taken off the streets, and taken away from our children so they can't harm them. However,
absolutely,
you know, a guy who's making out with his girlfriend of 1 or 2 years because her daddy doesn't like him and knows if he calls the cop, this guy's screwed and he's got this on his record forever. How do we distinguish that gray area?
Obviously, it depends on your state, and these laws do differ from state to state. There are states for whom the age of consent is as high as 18. So 17-year-olds having sex, seniors in high school having sex, could be punished by the law. All the states range from 16 to 18. The real problem is this, what sometimes they call the Romeo and Juliet clause, because Romeo and Juliet were both teenagers. The idea that obviously high school romances, and all of this is between consenting kids, teenagers, obviously, when it's not consent, it is rape, and no one is defending that. But when it comes to consent, it seems to me that when kids are within 3 years, maybe even 4 years of each other, I think 4 years is often the dividing line, that we should just leave these things alone and let parents punish them the way parents sometimes punish things. I just don't think this is something that should be regulated by the law. At the same time, you got an adult and a kid, and you know, you got a 20-something year old or a 30 or 40 or 50-something year old and a teenager, then I think that's a very different idea. And also when it's someone in charge, obviously a teacher, student, any kind of mentor, mentee relationship where you have a boss, an employee, you even have to be careful, even though they're both adults, because when someone has power over you in that way, that's why we have sexual harassment laws. I mean, two consenting adults, when it's boss and employee, even then we have to be careful. That's why bosses can't solicit sex at work. So, but when there's no, you know, kind of control type relationship there, then I think the answer is if they're within a few years of each other, we really should just leave these things alone.
some people listening might say, well, Mark, you're a gay man. You're going to think anytime, you know, it says lesbian or gay and, you know, somebody's being accused, that it's discriminatory based on their sexual orientation. And you would say?
Say this is larger than a gay issue. I mean, I remember the case of Janarlo Wilson down in Georgia. It was about 2-3 years ago. He was 17, and he had sex with a 15-year-old girl, and he was facing felony charges for I forget how many years in Georgia. It tends to be a large number of years in these cases. That was a heterosexual case. To me, this actually isn't a gay issue. It's an issue of sort of children's freedom, and, you know, again, I'm not saying that kids should be encouraged to have sex at 15. What I'm saying is it's not worthy of punishing them by sending them to jail for many, many years for having sex in high school. I just think the law goes way too far there. I don't think it's a gay-straight issue unless it can be shown that Florida is going after gay relationships at a greater rate than it's going after straight relationships. You know, it gets 100 cases in and, you know, it prosecutes all the gay cases, but only, you know, 5% of the straight cases. Then it becomes a gay-straight issue. Otherwise, I think the issue is broader than sexual orientation. It just has to do with allowing kids to, you know, sexually experiment without going to jail. That's the problem.
Well, it's interesting that you say sexually experiment because, you know, Katy Perry, I think it was, sang I Kissed a Girl.
Right.
And I think there are a lot of kids. I mean, when I was in college, my, at the time, friend, I won't say her name because she despises me now, and I have no idea why I never did anything to her. Last time I saw her years ago, we were on good terms. But, so we used to go to clubs and, you know, we'd have a few cocktails. And when we would drink, she and I and some other girls, you know, we'd dance very sexy with each other. But there was no girls gone wild, and I wouldn't have been so wild as to show my tatas. You know, but, I mean, you know, we weren't touching each other's breast and we weren't sticking our tongues down each other's throat. But it was cool to go to clubs where there were very cool clubs, we thought, in Boston at the time, where there was gay, lesbian and straight all in one club. So you never knew who's going to ask you to dance. You were really cool to go there. But now it almost seems like cool, especially for women, to kind of like fool around with each other, even though they may not be bi, they may not be lesbians. We'll be back with you, Mark Levine, who is not a lesbian. I'm Leslie Marshall. Neither am I. And you don't have to be listening to this hour to join us. If you want to, talk to us, 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. Tweet us by following us on Twitter at Leslie Marshall. Like our fan page, facebook.com/TheLeslieMarshallShow, or send us an email through the contact page on our website, LeslieMarshallShow.com. We're talking about the Florida cheerleader who has been expelled from school. She's facing felony charges for a sexual relationship that she allegedly had with another girl on the basketball team who's 3 years younger than her. She's denying these charges for this relationship. She says it's consensual. We'll be back with Mark. We'll be back with you and more right after this. I think they play this song. I keep saying this. I keep thinking they play the song on Shameless. I do. I like that show on Showtime. Anyway, and they don't advertise with me, so I'm not plugging them for cash. Mark Levine is our guest, and Mark is an attorney, knows that would be called payola plugola. Mark Levine, a former legislative counsel to Democratic Congressman Barney Frank, House Judiciary, Homeland Security, and Financial Services Committees, and currently hosts the Washington-based radio television talk show, The Inside Scoop, and the Ruckus Caucus on Pacifica Radio. Mark, thank you for holding. Welcome back. We're talking about the Florida cheerleader denying the felony charge for a lesbian relationship. Let me ask you, Mark, how common is it, and with this school, since you go to the law and rules, regulations, and guideline, with this specific high school in this school district or in the state of Florida, to expel a student simply because they're facing felony charges, because we have the presumption of innocence and the burden of proof on the prosecution?
Well, I think the school is looking at the fact that the girls have admitted a relationship. It's consensual, clearly, and under Florida law, that's illegal. So why this, you know, frankly, the problem, I think, is
are both girls expelled? Are both girls expelled because it was consensual? I mean, that's another thing. I know what the parents have said. Is the younger girl saying that she was raped or molested or forced into this?
No. Okay. No, but her parents claim she was, even though she says she wasn't.
And because she's a minor, her parents can speak for her, basically.
Sort of, yes. Although, really, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. These statutory rape laws, consenting to sex is completely irrelevant. So it really doesn't matter.
Because so even if she said, I consented, it still comes down to the numbers.
As as I said, if two 15-year-olds the day before their 16th birthday have sex in Florida, both of them can go to jail for a long, long time. That's the law. Now, I think it's a silly law, and other states are better about this law. Other states allow for this Romeo and Juliet exception within 4 years of age, but Florida does not. And one of the things.
Well, why was this put into place? Why was this put into place to begin with? Was this because there was a time that we know our parents or grandparents, if they got knocked up, they got married?
I mean, look, the purpose of these laws are to protect children, and I understand that, although I should say that in pre-industrialized time, the kids were having sex at 14 or 15. We do have puberty hit that age. And in fact, many of these states, it's interesting. In Alabama, you can have sex with a 10-year-old as long as you're married to that 10-year-old. But if you're not married to her, then it's rape. I mean, there's some very weird laws here. But they're done to protect children. I have no problem in general with it. My problem is when you have basically two kids having sex, they should be left alone. When if an adult is with a 15-year-old, I think it's a lot harder to defend. And the younger you get, it's impossible to defend.
When we look at this kind of a situation in Florida, I am sure that there are 16-year-old boys that are having sex with 15-year-old girls.
I'm sure there are throughout the state of Florida.
So did the parents know this to say, hey, not only, this was, not only.
These are some vindictive parents. And frankly, I think that people, if they want to express their anger, should not only express their anger to the law, but to the parents of this girl. And I suspect this girl, when she becomes of age, will probably shun her parents and separate from them and never speak to them again, which is one of the reasons, parents, why you shouldn't do this. I think when sex is consensual between two teenagers, parents, you really should. You can ground your daughter, if you will, but don't take it to a court. I think that's wrong.
All right. We'll cover more of this. We're going to touch on the Boy Scouts as well in the second half of this hour with our guest, Mark Levine. Don't go away. Leslie Marshall, welcome or welcome back. Only true democracy and talk radio of, for, and by you, the people. Tonight in this hour, we're talking about two cases. Both have to do with sexual orientation. And our guest in this hour, a good friend of the show, sat in for me last night, is going to be co-hosting a segment called The Inside Scoop with me here. And speaking of The Inside Scoop, he actually hosts a radio and television talk show of the same name, The Inside Scoop, also the Ruckus Caucus in D.C. Mark Levine is our guest. More than a pleasure to have him with us. Mark, thanks for holding and welcome back. We do have some calls on this, but before we take those, I wanted to know if there's anything that you wanted to mention about this Florida cheerleader, the high school senior who was expelled from school and is facing felony charges for having a sexual relationship, allegedly with the girls a few years beneath her. She was 18. The other girl was 14 when they became involved. And like you said, basically the felony, it's actually two counts, lewd and lascivious conduct in a child ages 12 to 14 because of that relationship. Alleged relationship, even though it was consensual with a freshman classmate, like you said, in Florida, it doesn't matter. Is there anything you wanted to touch upon that I didn't ask or touch upon before we take our calls?
Just that there is a Facebook page devoted to the case. There's a petition on change.org, which I believe got so many signatures it broke the change.org server for a while, to free Caitlin. And to say this, this really isn't about Caitlin Hunt. Her case, I think, is particularly tragic. But to me, the law needs to be changed because it doesn't make sense to put kids in jail for many, many years for experimenting with sex. Again, parents can punish the kids as they wish, but I think the punishment is way, way too severe. So it's about freeing Caitlin, to be sure, but really changing the law in Florida to bring it into the modern age.
Okay. Let's go to Michael in the Bronx. I think you know him well. He's one of our regulars. Michael, good evening. Welcome. And Mark Levine, and more than a pleasure to have you with us, Michael. Now, I know you want to touch on both stories, but we've only touched upon right now the cheerleader. So make your comments, ask your questions about that, and then we will introduce the situation with the Boy Scouts, which I mentioned right from the headlines last hour. Michael, good evening.
Hi. And yes, I do know Mark very well. Hi, Mark.
Hi there, Michael.
Okay, and Leslie, thank you. I was hoping to touch base on the cheerleader issue. And I was asking Mark on the screener, what the hell felony charge was this teenager, this 18-year-old facing? And I think you summed it up, but I am like you know, let's cut the malarkey here, because if it was a heterosexual issue, a boy, 18-year-old boy, 14-year-old girl, or 14-year-old boy, 18-year-old girl, you know, the hypocrisy here, they wouldn't make an issue out of it. And then, you know, it's like these are the same right-wingers that always say if a teen gets pregnant, she should have the baby, no abortions, and blah, blah, blah. I mean, they send mixed messages that encourages this kind of relationship in a heterosexual nature. So I'm thinking that this is just nothing but discriminatory, and the only reason why I can relate to it is because we're still seeing discrimination among, you know, people of color. You know, when you drive...
Michael, it may well be discrimination if we can show that they're going after gay kids at a greater rate than straight kids. It may well... According to Caitlin Hunt, and her mother, the younger girl, obviously it was consensual, but her parents accused the older girl of turning her gay, which is, of course, ridiculous. And so it's because of their parents' vindictiveness that this case is being brought. I don't know if we can blame the authorities. They're enforcing a law that I think is a terrible law, and they're doing it because the younger girl's parents want to press charges. It seems to me that the law needs to be changed, and that's the most important thing here.
But my main thing, Mark, is looking at motive and looking at consistency of the matter.
I mean, the motive clearly of the younger girl's parents is they're anti-gay, and that's why they're filing charges. You know, there's all kinds of crimes that happen all the time when people don't file charges, and the authorities aren't aware of them. And in my view, the vast majority of these cases where teenagers are having sex, nobody files any charges. Parents may ground them and withhold the car keys, but that's about the worst that ever happens to most kids in Florida and throughout the country.
Can I leave a question before I leave? Can I leave a question for not just you two, but for everyone to ponder, especially if those particular parents of the 14-year-old are listening? And that is, which would you prefer? Not saying that you would prefer either one, but which would be worse? A lesbian relationship between 18-year-old and 14-year-old? Or if the 14-year-old got pregnant by an 18-year-old male.
Well, Michael, come on, please. I love you, but that's a ridiculous comparison.
I had to ask that.
No, it's a ridiculous. It's a ridiculous comparison. Honestly, I'm going to be very honest. I'm a liberal, and I love all people, but I honestly, you know, think both would. I don't want to say. You know, horrify me. Well, no, actually, being a grandmother would horrify me more. We all have hopes and dreams for our kid. And when I think of dancing at my daughter's wedding, I don't think of her with a girl. Now, if she is with a girl, I'm still going to love her and I'm going to love that girl. But I'd be a liar, and most people would, if they said, "Oh, I hope for this." And all of my gay friends want their kids to be straight. So
I understand.
I think most parents today really don't care whether their kids are gay or straight. They just want them to be healthy and happy.
I don't agree. They want to be healthy and happy, but I do know that friends of mine that had great trouble and difficulty in school or with their families, and didn't grow up in the time it is now, which is we have changes, as we're going to talk about in the Boy Scouts, we've seen in the military, but still two gay people can't legally get married. It's going to be a long time, I think, before you see a gay president. And I think for at least the friends that have talked to me, they feel that life would be easier if their kids were, quote, in the majority.
I think it's the same thing with black and white couples. You know, parents said, look, I'm not prejudiced, and they may well not be. I don't want my daughter or my son to marry someone of a different race because their life will be much harder. And it's true. Their life would be much harder, interracial couples.
I don't agree. I think it depends where. I live in Southern California, and I'm married to a brown guy. I mean, this Southern California has got so many mixed relationships, nobody even blinks at it.
But you're making my point, Leslie. My point is that this changes over time. And today I think there may be very few parents, maybe in the South there still be some, that would object to interracial marriage because of the way society looks at it. As gay people get more freedom in this country, as marriage equality grows, and it's really growing by leaps and bounds. I mean, we had 3 states just last month making it 12. I think California and Illinois are next, and that'll be 40% of the gay population. My point is that in the next 5-10 years, my hope is that parents will say, I don't care whether you're straight or gay, as long as you're happy, because the prejudice is largely going
no,
down.
No, no, no. I'm not saying that. Mark, and I have 2 kids, and believe me, I want my kids to be happy. But if my son said to me, you know, I want to go into the military, I'm not going to be happy, but I can't stop him, his choice. If my son says, I don't want to go to college, I'm not going to be happy. And if my son says I'm gay, it's not my preference for him, but it's not me, it's him, it's his life, it's who he is, and I love him no matter who he is. But I'd be lying if I didn't say my dream for my children is that they go to college, that they... I'm not even going to say get married. I think marriage is overrated. But if they want to have children, I think they should get married. So if they want to have children, I'd like them to get married. And, you know, not that I'm a puritanical, but I'd be lying if I didn't say my perfect dream for my children would be that, you know, they go to college, preferably Harvard. You know, they make lots of money. Nobody ever breaks their heart. That my daughter marry a man and, you know, have healthy children. My son marry a woman, have healthy children. And that neither of them go in the military. No offense, become a police officer or firefighter simply because I don't want them killed in the line of duty. And I'd be lying if I didn't admit that. And I think there are a lot of people that feel that way are just too afraid to admit it because it's not PC to say.
My point is that parents have all kinds of perfect dreams for their children, and rarely, if ever, are they all granted.
Of course. I was told once, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans.
Well, exactly. That's exactly right. So, you know, I hope your 2 kids also go to Harvard and don't do all those things you don't want them to do. But at the end of the day, kids
Mark, you forgot the most important part of that Harvard thing I didn't say. On a full scholarship. Mommy's not paying for that. Come on.
It's expensive, I can tell you.
My kids are 5 years old. One's going to be 6 in June. One just turned 5. Are you kidding me? It's going to be $1 million a year to go to Harvard. Okay, Michael in the Bronx, hang on. Mark Levine in Washington, D.C., hang on. I'm Leslie Marshall. Everybody out there listening, I'm not going to say all your names, cities, and towns, although we know them. I'm Leslie Marshall. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Words, they keep dropping. They keep spilling from my hands on the paper.
Hey there, America. I'm Leslie Marshall. Welcome or welcome back. Mark Levine is our guest in this hour. Well, Michael, I hope we get to, and I hope we get to the Boy Scout topic. We may not. Zach, our newest member of the Leslie Marshall Show, assistant producer, we call him the ZQ. He also happens to be a gay man. It is not a prerequisite that you're a gay man to be a friend of mine or involved in this show. Mark Grimaldi has said, Mark, what did you just say? It was funny what you said off the air. Because
I was joking, famously, as Larry Craig said, I am not gay. I never have been.
And Mark is a straight man. Although we do have somebody else who used to work with us who didn't know he was gay, but we all feel he was. But anyway, Zach had a question for Mark. And the reason I'm saying that Zach is gay is because it is a different perspective, obviously, when you're talking about an issue revolving around gay rights, and you know you are a member of that group that you're looking at and live with discrimination. Coming toward and attacks coming toward. Zach, you had a question or comment for Mark regarding this Florida cheerleader
case.
Well,
yeah, it was actually, we kind of touched on it earlier. My thought was this, that let's call it like it is. You know, teenagers have been doing the horizontal bop since the dawn of time. You know, once I hit puberty, here we go. But my thought was, and Mark, maybe you actually know some stats on this, do you think that it's more likely that younger gay teenagers get involved sexually earlier because there's no risk of pregnancy?
I don't know the statistics on that, and frankly, I haven't seen it. But part of the thing is the generations are changing so fast. In my generation, gay kids definitely experimented much later than straight kids because there was so much prejudice against being gay. I myself, for example, had I'll admit it, I guess, on the air. I had sex with girls long before I had sex with men, actually, because that was sort of the way it was expected that you do things. And that was definitely the case in my generation. Of course, you're in your 20s, Zach, and you're a new generation. And my guess is as equality comes and prejudice goes away, and I do think it's going away at a blistering pace, that gay teens will experiment at the same age as straight teens and with no real difference between them.
Yeah, I see that. My thought was just, you know, hey, maybe the 14-year-old is like, I don't have to worry about getting pregnant here, so why not?
Yeah, but they could use a condom and not worry about it as straight couples, too. I mean, you know, I know that there are definitely high school kids that don't have full intercourse. They have oral sex or things like that to avoid pregnancy. But I don't know that there's a real difference. I would still think probably gay teens experiment a little bit later in life than straight teens even today, but I do think that's evening out over time.
Anything?
But I really don't know, though. I haven't seen statistics. Yeah, no, I only claim I'm a scientist on this. I'm not. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, that was just a thought of mine that maybe this was, you know, that could have factored into this. More of just a food for thought point I had.
Yeah, no, I think this is what happened in Florida is very natural. The thing that makes it anti-gay really is the prejudice.
I was going to ask you that. A lot of people are tweeting, look, is this gay, a gay issue? Why is it a gay issue? The law is the law. And like you said, Mark, you go to the law. She was 18. The girl's 14. If it was a guy, they would have thrown his ass in jail as well. That's not a question. If it was a boy, and this was brought up, then I shouldn't say that's not a question. I'll ask you that, Mark. Would he be facing these charges?
Absolutely.
Okay. So then we can say it really isn't discrimination, right?
Toward the authorities, although I will say this, if it can be shown, if you look at these particular authorities, and if it can be shown that they had, you know, 100 cases come to their attention, say 10 gay cases and 90 straight cases, and they prosecuted the 10 gay cases and only, say, 20 of the straight cases, and then they would suggest to me that there's discrimination going on because they're prosecuting 100% of the gays and only, you know, one-fifth of the straights. But if they're prosecuting at the same rates, my real complaint, frankly, is with the younger girls' parents, who I think, you know, I understand why they're upset. I get it. But the issue should be their kids having sex, and they can bring that up with their daughter. But I really think that going after a criminal prosecution is way too harsh, but it's mostly because I think the law is too harsh, and the law needs to be changed. So it isn't necessarily a gay issue at all. It really is a case, I think, of a bad law punishing kids who are experimenting, as Zach said, doing the horizontal bop since the dawn of time.
Well, the other thing when you talk about experimenting, you know, I don't want to say what, you know, Joe said on Twitter. You know what? Maybe I won't say it as graphically or crudely as he did. But he said, should an adult be sticking their fingers in the coochie, if you will, of a 14-year-old? And when you put it that way, it sounds very different. But the way I'm thinking, especially the reason states have Romeo Juliet laws, because it's completely understandable when you have 4 years in high school where there are people that are 18 that might be juniors or seniors, heck, sophomores, if they stayed back 1 or 2 years, if they went into school late, if they transferred outside to the district or from another country, you know, or, you know, if they failed their classes and had to take them over, it happens. So there was a lot of assumption on Twitter that the 18-year-old was in college, you know, which I think, you know, makes people view it differently. But
I would view it differently. These girls are both on the same basketball team. That's how right. They got to know each other and become right. Friends.
Well, the other thing is that you said experimentation. When the parents say they made her, you know, she made her gay, because she's been with a woman, like I was saying, because it seems to be so, you know, popular, that doesn't mean she is gay or that, you know, she will be gay. Nowadays, they're like that Katy Perry song, I Kissed a Girl, and all I can say is when I'm channel surfing, I will see 2 seconds of girls gone wild, and they're always, they're showing their boobs, rubbing their boobs against each other and making out, and I have a hard time believing that everybody at Mardi Gras is gay.
Well, you know what? I kissed a girl, I had sex with a girl, it didn't make me straight. So I don't think the converse is true for gay people.
Oh, God. That's... I'm sorry. How much time do we have? Do we want to touch upon it? Coochie talk and everything else. Let's quickly touch upon what happened with the Boy Scouts. 103 years. It's an incredible thing. But we still, you know, but it's not incredible that it took 103 years, A. And B, you know, gay kids can be in. Hell, they're already in. Now they can just admit it. But not leaders. Not leaders.
Yeah. So you can become this great Eagle Scout and all this time, but the moment you become 18, suddenly you're dangerous. Look, this is prejudice. It's prejudice pure and simple. I'm glad they took this step. It's a shame they had to take a half step. I do think they will take a full step within the next few years, but it just shows that prejudice is very hard, and there's this crazy notion that gay people are pedophiles. And I do know statistics on, Zach. I absolutely know for a fact that every study that's ever been done has shown that gay people are more likely to be pedophiles than straight people. You know, it tends to be men that are the pedophiles. That much is true, men more than women. But men, frankly, they molest little girls and little boys at the exact same percentage as men are straight or gay. You know, get rid of the pedophiles, to be sure, but please, please don't tar all gay men as being pedophiles. The vast, vast, vast majority are not, just as the vast majority of straight men are not.
What, you know, how much time do we have? Michael, you've been holding very quickly because of time. Michael, quickly, like in a sentence or two.
My whole thing is, just as Mark said, we want to see if the laws is being applied equally. And it could be very well a retaliation thing from the parents of the 14-year-old. But I just want to clarify the reason why I made that point earlier. I didn't mean to offend you. The thing is that we are in a state that where there's a lot of hate mongering going on against minorities, against gays. We just had a gay person here in New York City murdered by a right-wing
That's gay. True.
So, you know, the thing is that when you have these kind of dialogues and you're telling these children, oh, being gay is evil and having all sorts of negative rhetoric, what are you teaching the child? You're teaching the child to hate and not teaching them how to love one another.
Boy Scouts, I'm going to go back to the cheerleader thing. Sorry, because it just popped in my head. But something I was going to say earlier, I think what we're doing here, which is unfortunate also, is that we're teaching parents in states like Florida is if you have a beef with whoever your kid is seeing, call the cops and cry rape, statutory rape. I'm Leslie Marshall. Mark Levine, thank you for being with us, buddy. You know how much I love you. He's going to be co-hosting the Inside Scoop with me coming up in a couple of weeks. Thank you for filling in for me last night. I'm Leslie Marshall. Always more to come on the only true democracy in talk radio.